All right, what up, y'all? This is your boy Mophead. You are tuned into the cleanup hour here on CKMS 102.7. It is 12 a.m. on June 28th, 2019. I hope you all have been having a good week since you last tuned in. Hope all has been well with everybody listening. Shout out to everybody who was tuned in from Street Hop there for sticking around for a while. Shout out to everybody who might just be tuning in. And obviously, if you are listening to an archive of this sometime in the future, hope all is well with you then. We are finally going to be getting into something that I have been promising for about 2 weeks now, and this was this mix is dedicated to tonight. The kind of memorial mix dedicated to Bushwick Bill, a member of the Ghetto Boys, known as his government name is Richard Stephen Shaw. He passed away on June 9th of pancreatic cancer at the age of 52, and I wanted to make sure that I kind of got the opportunity to talk about it and show my respects and be able to dedicate a good mix of music to him. So before I jump into the mix, I want to offer a little bit of background, especially those of you who may not know the Ghetto Boys, who may not know Bushwick Bill, just to give some background. I think also because of the current era we live in, the era of cancel culture and Me Too and a number of other different things going on in the world, it's important to offer a little bit of context in regard to Bushwick Bill, in regards to the Ghetto Boys, so on and so forth. So obviously, Bushwick Bill, or Richard Shaw, however you want to refer to him as, he was born in Jamaica, emigrated up to New York right at the heyday of hip-hop and the creation of hip-hop, and so he was there doing breakdancing and doing all sorts of MCing and production, basically all the pillars of hip-hop from the very beginning. And for those of you unaware, Bushwick Bill did have dwarfism. He was about 3'8", and so always very distinct in that regard, but he was very clearly a performer. And Jay Prince, the founder of Rap-A-Lot Records, realized that when he met Bushwick Bill after Bushwick Bill moved to Houston. And so Bushwick Bill was added in as part of the Ghetto Boys, a group that had a couple of different MCs at that time, DJ Ready Red, and obviously Bushwick Bill, who was doing dancing at that time. The first Ghetto Boys album didn't exactly pan out as expected. Making Trouble was not quite as good as people wanted it to be. So what ended up happening is that Jay Prince and the higher record labels above him basically took a look and said, all right, we're going to cut these guys out. We're going to add in Scarface and we're going to add in Willie D, and that'll be the Ghetto Boys. And that's obviously the Ghetto Boys that people came to know and love. They were the beloved group. They had a brief incarnation where Willie D left, and it was Big Mike who replaced Willie D. And there was, for a brief while, Bushwick Bill wasn't part of the group. But that is kind of the general summation of what happened with Ghetto Boys with Bushwick Bill. Now, the thing about Ghetto Boys is that they came up in that early 90s, late 80s era of gangster rap, but they had very much a hardcore twist to them. That was something that became very key to their identity, in that Bushwick Bill definitely became one of those founding members of of the hardcore genre. I'm getting some thumbs up here, obviously. I'm speaking on the right things right now. But what was fascinating is that Ghetto Boys, they were important in establishing a few different things. For one, obviously, they helped establish Houston as a place for hip-hop and as a part of the hip-hop scene. At that point, especially in the late 80s to early 90s, it was the West Coast versus the East Coast. The South hadn't really broken into hip-hop yet to any significant degree. Ghetto Boys very much kicked down the door and said, we're here, don't fuck with us in that regard. Ghetto Boys were also at a core fundamental debate regarding censorship in hip-hop and regarding subject matter, because what the Ghetto Boys did that was somewhat different from NWA was, again, they did have those hardcore inclinations. On their albums, you would get everything from, you know, songs about poverty, songs about what was going on in the hood, to these kind of cartoonish renditions of horror films. Obviously, Bushwick Bill called himself Chucky a lot, and because of his size and quote-unquote murderous tendencies, and he, you know, would play up that character. And so you would get all these different cartoonish depictions of violence alongside very real conversation and discussion. And that led to a dispute with Geffen Records. They wouldn't publish one of their albums. That also led to a dispute with Tipper Gore, Al Gore's wife. Al Gore was then, I think, vice president under the Clinton administration. And so the Ghetto Boys were instrumental in laying down a lot of the groundwork for the challenges that hip-hop threw at censorship. And the Ghetto Boys mentality, as you're kind of going to hear throughout this mix tonight, was one of very much saying, hey, wait a minute, we're going to hold up a mirror to what's going on in society. Why is it that when we turn on the news, it's all these stories of violence? Why are there all these horror films and everything like that? There's so much saturation of violence in American media. And yet, when we talk about it on hip-hop records, when we kind of go to that same extreme, there's a much different reaction. It was a calling out of hypocrisy. Admittedly, one that wouldn't fly necessarily the same way today. And that's because we're living in a much different era. We're living in the era of cancel culture, Me Too, and a lot of self-reflection and a kind of stressing of looking at what impact do your lyrics have, what impact do your ideas have as well. And, you know, kind of an intersectional view. But what always set Bushwick Bill apart in the group and what made him so fundamentally important was not only his ability as a performer, because while Scarface and Willie D were definitely the superior rappers, and I think even Bushwick Bill would agree to that, Bushwick Bill was a performer. He was the one who managed to bring a very different frenetic energy to a record. He managed to just completely have your jaw dropped at one moment just with the kind of insanity of certain lines or different things going on there. But for Bushwick Bill, and the problem with, or not so much the problem, but part of his legacy that's really important to talk about, is the fact that unlike the other members of Ghetto Boys, he very much skirted that line between the gangster rap and the hardcore, the real and the fake, quote unquote, because as you'll hear on the song Ever So Clear, Bushwick Bill, he definitely had some things happen in his life that were horrifying, and unfortunately he perpetuated some of that horrifyingness, and it had an impact. And what I'm referring to here is the cover of We Can't Be Stopped, which was taken a couple days after Bushwick Bill had been shot in the eye and had lost his eye and was going into surgery. Now, what happened there was a domestic dispute, and the story's changed a few times on what exactly happened, but what is known is that Bushwick Bill was high on PCP and also a lot of liquor at the time. He had in his system, and his rendition of it is that, you know, he was going through all these different stresses, so on and so forth, and he basically was trying to convince his girlfriend to kill him. And so it involved this struggle over a gun, and he ended up getting shot in the eye. And it's that type of story that unfortunately very much became Bushwick Bill's legacy, definitely in part to the different things that he was doing at the time. But it always stayed with him, and it always had that marked impact, because he was always the one who, yeah, he would go very far and rap about, you know, killing 600 people in one night, so on and so forth. But he also was the one who had this very horrific experience happen to him. You combine that with everything else, you know, the discrimination against him for dwarfism and just being a black man in America, all these things combined. And his legacy was always haunted by that. And it was also, I think, weighed down by a number of solo albums that were put out on rather shitty record labels and just a complicated life. Because after his Ghetto Boys tenure, he went Born Again Christian in 2010. He released his album, My Testimony of Redemption, in March of that year. May of that year, he got arrested for marijuana possession and was threatened with deportation. And so, you know, finding God, it seemed as if God decided to play a rather cruel prank on him. and from the years since then, he kind of got a little bit off that born again Christian message, but he seemed to finally start to get some stability and some peace towards the end. And you'll kind of hear that throughout the record, especially at the very end of this mix, where I will play a record with his son, Young No, KNXW, for those of you unaware, as I was unaware until only a couple weeks ago. But it's been fascinating going back through Bushwick Bill's discography and the Ghetto Boys' discography, because it was very hard to get Ghetto Boys' records on the Canadian iTunes store, and so I didn't have quite the same knowledge of them that I would of any other group, and Bushwick Bill's discography is notoriously difficult to track down solo. Apparently, his Born Again Christian album can fetch about $1,300 on eBay right now. It's that rare, and I was able to find one sketchy link online, but that was about it. And it's weird seeing these kind of different memorials and different processings of the grief regarding Bushwick Bill, because certainly in the era we're in, there are uncomfortable parts of that legacy. Certainly a lot of Ghetto Boys music had a lot of misogyny, a lot of homophobia, so on and so forth. And that's something that codifies what you're listening to and how we deal with it nowadays versus how we would necessarily listen and interpret these records in the 90s. And some of the politics were very flawed as well. The Unseen, off their Uncut Dope Best Of collection, which was a track that no one had heard before, was an unreleased joint that got featured in there. It deals with the topic of abortion. And for a little bit, it actually sounds as if the Ghetto Boys have a similar perspective to the conservatives that tended to be the ones advocating for them to have their speech reduced, so on and so forth, to be censored. But then their last verse takes aim at men who don't support these, you know, children and everything like that, and are just putting babies out there. And in typical Ghetto Boys fashion, they pretty much threaten to kill everyone involved in this whole realm. And so they break with that typical conservatism as well. And it reminded me of the complications of talking about hip hop now over the years, as standards have changed and as different things were getting worked out. There definitely were a lot of flaws in their old music, but we have to remember the groundwork for which it laid, because for every record you had that kind of shitty understanding like The Unseen, or for everything like Murder After Midnight, which frankly took violence against women a little bit too far in terms of the detail that it was being rapped about, you also had really incredible moments like The World Is a Ghetto or 6 Feet Deep, in which Bushwick Bill or the Ghetto Boys verses just had a lot of perspective. I mean, Bushwick Bill was rapping about what was going on in Rwanda and the Rwanda genocide, which nobody else really was. There's not really much in terms of good verses on that out there. And yet Bushwick Bill has that. And it reminded me of how complicated remembering someone like Bushwick Bill can be, how much you have to try to cover all these different things that were going on and all of these different perspectives on Bushwick Bill, because certainly there's certain discomfort in talking about Bushwick Bill's legacy. You can see that in all of the the memorial pieces that have been written, that for as much as people love Bushwick Bill, for as much as they have fond memories of him, they also know that his mental health was never great, that he was almost always in trouble, and then typically in the typical way hip-hop kind of goes about things, Bushwick Bill didn't have the support he needed. So many artists will go through these struggles with drugs. They will go through mental health struggles, and they sign shitty record contracts. All the haters will be talking about that. It's being told in the studio here. But you get all these different things that are going on, and Bushwick Bill, the best way I think I can describe some of his legacy up to this point was that previous talk about him mainly was in regards to some shitty album covers he had. In fact, that's how I remember back when I was much younger. I downloaded a couple Bushwick Bill projects based solely on, you know, these kind of ironic laughings at the album covers that he had. And that's not a proper way to remember someone. And so in trying to formulate this mix, I wanted to make sure that it was nuanced, recognizing the flaws of Bushwick Bill, because they definitely were there, but also recognizing as much as possible some of the positives that were there as well. And so this mix kind of does things in two ways, because Bushwick Bill is the only person on this planet, or not the only person, but one of few people who had both a birth and death certificate, because on that night he got shot in the eye, he was declared dead for a few hours. And you can listen to him talk about this in his interview with Nardwar. He ended up waking up in the morgue and pissing all over a cop. It's a funny story in one way, and then in another, it's utterly horrifying. It's that combination with Bushwick Bill where you have dark humor, and then you remember that there are genuine horrors that he has seen and been through, and unfortunately put others through as well. Legendary guy, even if that legend is somewhat difficult to deal with. But what I think is key to take away here for a few things is that how I tried to structure this mix was dealing with birth, and death again. So the idea of redemption and kind of showing some of the chaos and some of the shittier elements, or not so much shitty as just some of the rougher elements and then some of the more positive elements, trying to bring those two together. I definitely left some things out that I wanted to get on there. I wanted some more selections from Phantom of the Rapper, which is an underrated album. I also would have loved to get Copper for Cash on this mix, but by the time I was done, even my first version of this, I had just an hour and a half of solo Bushwick material. I hadn't even put the Ghetto Boys stuff on. So I had to do a lot of mixing around and try to formulate it as best as possible. So I will be jumping into it in a moment. But what I will say, too, is that for as much as Bushwick Bill obviously was forgotten about in a certain sense, he can't be completely forgotten, and he shouldn't be, even regardless of the flaws that there are. And I've highlighted that there are flaws, and there are things that, you know, if Bushwick Bill were here, I'd critique, but there are also positives to that. And I think the best way to formulate it is something that I only learned recently, and that's of Bushwick Bill's support of the LGBT community that happened later on in life, because there definitely was in early Ghetto Boys music, like a lot of early hip hop and in a lot of, you know, early male patriarchal society, there definitely was homophobia and shit like that. But later on in his career, Bushwick Bill put his support behind a rapper named Chris Kond, who's openly, you know, part of the LGBT community. And that very much contradicts what you might hear from the typical rap listener who would say, hey, that Ghetto Boys stuff is trash. You know, I listen to more stuff like A Tribe Called Quest, not knowing that A Tribe Called Quest had the song Georgie Porgy cut from one of their albums, a song that even in the 90s was considered so homophobic that it was that the record label intervened and said, we're not going to screw up like this. And yet, when you talk to most listeners, they will act as if there's a day and light difference between those two groups. And yet, there are complications. They came up in a similar era. They had some similar ideas. And yet, Bushwick Bill throws his support behind an openly gay artist, whereas A Tribe Called Quest, and obviously rest in peace to Fight Dog, and still salute to A Tribe for everything that they did do and contribute to the genre, they never really owned up to Georgie Porgy. They never really acknowledged it from there. And so hip-hop history always has some fascinating things that are overlooked that can't be overlooked. And definitely getting a lot of feedback here. Good feedback, though. That's what counts. But anyway, that's kind of what I want to say in regards to Bushwick Bill. I know I've spoken a lot, and I'm going to get into it because we got an hour and 10 music ahead of us. But rest in peace to Bushwick Bill. Shout out to the Ghetto Boys. Again, this mix misses a few important things, especially some of the more violent lyrics that Bushwick Bill did. And just because I want to be somewhat careful of listeners who might have gone through rapes or sexual assault, because some of his lyrics, unfortunately, did go farther into that kind of rape and Peeping Tom and all that shit territory and necrophilia. But then again, I think the song Ever So Clear that summarizes his life up to that point tells enough of a horror story that it should be pretty clear why I left a few things out. And so I'm going to jump into it. What I'm going to be starting with is the Phantom's theme, which is the introduction from Phantom of the Rapper that I think gives y'all a good sense of Bushwick Bill and Ghetto Boys mentality. And I will kind of let things play out. And yeah, rest in peace to Bushwick Bill, an innovator in the genre, even if he didn't innovate in exactly how we might want him to have done so nowadays. He broke down some barriers. He certainly was part of a general shift that happened in terms of understanding censorship and expression. And yeah, he contributed. And for as much as his lyrics might have been problematic under today's standards, and as much as we might feel uncomfortable about parts of his legacy, there are other things that he did contribute. And it's important to try to remember those both as simultaneously as possible. Rest in peace to Bushwick Bill. Salute to Ghetto Boys. Salute to Rap-A-Lot. Salute to all of Houston. I will see y'all at the end of this mix. Until then, peace, y'all.
Bushwick, I gotta get this bio done. The record company keeps calling up. Look, Bushwick, you know I'm cool with you, but right. You know how the press is. The media, they don't understand rap, and they certainly don't understand you.
Right.
So, I just gotta ask you some questions for the new bio.
All right, make it quick. What is it?
Cool. Okay. First question, Bushwick. Why did you decide to name the album Phantom of the Rapper?
Well, I named it Phantom of the Rapper because I like opera and it deals with sex, rape, violence, incest, and suicide. You know, and it's accepted by the same people that are willing to ban rap when rap is opera to people in the ghetto because it's dealing with the same issues.
Okay, I can understand about rap and opera, you know, rapper, but Bushwick, where does the Phantom come from? Where does the Phantom fit in?
It's a secret.
Bushwick, what are the secrets that are hidden in the temple?
It seems what a trotty act.
How do you do them?
Fuck them up like a cardiac. So if you're curious, get a blood donor. Cause I'ma fuck you up so bad that your mama won't know you. I pity the fool who dissed the mastermind of wrecking shit. Now let me tell you something, bitch. Get yourself a headstone to plot some pun. Cause when I catch up with you, your ass is mine. The line is drawn, word is born. The motherfuckers who crossed it are dead and gone. Punk motherfuckers go suck a dick.
Yo, money.
What you think about this bullshit?
Fuck those unknown motherfuckers.
a 10-foot pole, they can't touch us. Before the ghetto boys came around, you can't front on a clown. H-Town was no town. Yeah, we know you're still skeptic, cause we ain't kissing no goddamn ass to be accepted. And if you're waiting on that to happen, sucker, you'll be a waiting motherfucker. Shit out of luck, stuck in cow fuck. Thumbs up to those who down with us. For you other motherfuckers in the atmosphere, I'm saying fuck you loud and clear.
Fuck them all. Fuck them all. I buried those cuckoos. Fuck them all. Fuck them all. What they ever do for us?
Street gangsterism is going to remain a threat
hey,
to our nation.
Hey, fuck you, mate!
Radio, newspapers, TVs, spreading lies across the seven seas. Many people thought we couldn't endure. Niggas are buying it, now they ain't so sure. Billboard has us, check out our status. I don't understand you hoes, what's the matter?
The motherfuckers are sick, constipated, cold, full of shit. They tried to keep us off the market. Straight up, whole shit, they had to stock it. My back don't pack no monkeys, cause I kick more ass than a donkey. I got a pump, but I will chunk. Use a pump on a one-on-one, you run to the trunk. If your motherfucking feet fist the shoe, I'm Willie D and I came to say fuck you.
Hey, 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 fuck you, man.
Fuck you has been stated by the underground master. Show me a Hasidini bitch and I'll thrash ya. Fuck you is what I'm supposed to do. And spit on your nasty ass when I'm through. You don't like me, cause what you see is a figure of a for real ass nigga. I won't iron your clothes or pay your rent at your place, cause ain't a damn thing, baby, about my face.
The whole faculty's on crack. You say I can't wear my hat, but yo, fuck that. You call yourself teacher, but what's being taught? How to fuck kids and not get caught? How can your teacher reach ya? They're too busy in the hall trying to fuck the other teacher. Push with Bill or Trubo to my man. Rust a chat, fuck on understand.
Fuck the motherfucking critics. Fuck newspapers. Fuck the radio stations. And fuck your parents against rap. We buried your fucking cockroaches. To every motherfucker who diss my crew, I'm saying fuck you, not what you hoes wanna do. I got an arsenal in my blazer for instance. Some shit that'll shake the ground, so keep your distance. Parents confiscating my tape, sending letters and shit, talking about how they hate the album controversy, they're rebelling. I don't give a fuck cause the shit's still selling. So this is how the deal responds. I'ma cuss my ass off for your daughters and sons. And if you don't like it, spouse, you can suck my dick until your lips fall off. I've had it up to here with this bullshit. To each I preach without a pulpit. Paws I don't do, nails I don't chew. Whenever I fix my mouth to say fuck you,
I buried those cockroaches.
Yo, Bushwick, what do you do when motherfuckers underestimate your size, man?
First of all, I lied.
Then what?
Smashed their ass like a goddamn car crash. So if you wanna try your luck, come on. Play pussy, get fucked. Asshole, sleepy, get beat. You're a bad motherfucker if you dare to compete. Cause Diana Ross will be coming out your ass, fool. And have you singing the blues? Tall or bigger by the pound, let's go around. I'ma take you, shake you, and break you down. And if you kick, I'ma pick up a stick and beat your ass to the size of your dick, and that's small. And you think you're macking while you lacking? Bushwick is packing. I'll show your girl how a real man feels. Large things come in very small packages. And while you getting on your knees to fuck, a nigga like me still standing up. Any bitch will tell ya, as long as he has a big dick, size ain't shit.
Yo, Bushwick Bill, man, show these hoe-ass motherfuckers out here in the game, man, that you're too short to take a motherfucking short. And DJ Ready Red got your motherfucking back.
Lifting weights will make you bigger, but lift me, you'll be a dead-ass nigga. You wanna squabble cause you think you're tougher? Squabble that motherfucker. Those are called bullets, they got them in every state to keep niggas like you in place. And since I'm a trigger-happy nigga, look for your place to be in a cemetery, you goddamn sucker. Lying next to another bad motherfucker. Reputation ain't shit, cause see, what you done did in the past don't excite me. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, you can't have it. Nah. Any motherfucker wanna get with Bushwick? Bring it on, cause your size ain't shit.
Cause I'm too short to take shot. Bushwick Bill.
I've been a stupid ass motherfucker ever since. I've been a stupid ass motherfucker ever since. I've been a stupid ass motherfucker ever since. The penitentiary.
penitentiary became my residence. It wasn't nothing for me to disfigure. You little nickel and dime ass niggas, shank a motherfucker in a minute. And if a riot was going down, I was in it. Get off work and discuss my pardon. Chill out and smoke weed with the warden. Take a motherfucker like you, and without remorse, this is what I'll do. Punk you out and make you be my bitch, and let a nigga get shit on his dick for one cigarette. Ain't harder than my dick and you're talking shit. Carry on, motherfucker, before the state convict me of assault or something hyper. And I end up right back at Riker, like a sniper I'm scoping you out. You won't even know when I'm taking your ass out. I'm equipped and vicious, tolerate no misses. Rougher than your lips when it comes to bitches. Bitch, yeah, I'm talking to you. Some of you niggas are bitches too. You gotta be crazy as hell to try to buck up. Oh, I'm bold, motherfucker, cause your size ain't shit.
Yo, yo, Bushwick Bill.
Come with it, man. No future in front.
Some stupid motherfucker said he had an advantage. Fuck my size. You wanna do damage? Contestant number one, come on down. You're the next motherfucker, I'm a clown. So don't get excited like you're big exact. Cause you ain't winning shit but a goddamn smack. When I throw a motherfucking right cross and slap the tails out your goddamn mouth. Now where's the hype coming from? Don't make me use this goddamn gun, cause I'll give you rats hell and charge your rent. Fuck you up like a goddamn accident. Innocent is how I look, cause a nigga my side is supposed to cook. You took me for a sucker that day, so bitch, you found out the hard way, size ain't shit.
You know that little short motherfucking Bushwick. Shit, he's so goddamn short that he had to get a running start and jump up on a commode to take a shit. He can't even piss without running all the way back squeezing his little dick. He went to the movie, they was gonna let him in the movie free, but he had razor bumps, short motherfucker. I was gonna give him a ride in my goddamn car, but I forgot my car seat. Little nasty motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Little summer old bitch.
Yo, what's up, Bushwick?
Cut this. Bushwick Bill is on the goddamn hunt with a 12-gauge pump, sending motherfuckers to the dump. The nigga killer, known as Slammer Ho. Finger on the trigger, letting the hammer go. Boom, boom, back up while I'm getting hyped, bitch. Cause you ain't ready for an ass whipping like this. I'm on a killing spree, letting motherfuckers see me and the GB steady making history. Some crazy niggas out of Houston going platinum. Send up a gang of motherfuckers, watch me get one. Bar a bitch, cause he's bigger, how the fuck you figure? I thought you knew this was a goddamn slaughter, nigga. I'm sending some of the bitches to the pavement, and the shit won't stop until I say when. One by one, they hit the motherfucking ground. See, call it what you want, nigga, yeah, but you can call me crazy.
Shit just ain't never been the same since I showed up.
nigga, yeah, but you can call me crazy. I tell you something right now. I thought you knew, motherfucker.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That nigga's crazy.
Ask Mika Mika, she'll tell you.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
You hear this?
I told you size wasn't shit, that's why I murdered your nieces. Was my fault they found their head cut in 88 pieces. Don't let them run, hurry up and catch them. You grabbing on, I grabbing on, let's pull till we stretch them. Play pussy, get fucked, means you're better off dead. I wanted seafood, so I fished in a child's head. Motherfuckers beware, cause I'm sick. Dead heads and frog legs, cake mix. Friday the 13th, the night of the living dead. Vampire arms walking round giving niggas head. If you didn't die, I would say you got lucky. All bodies found dead, fuck it, blame it on Chucky. But this is child play, motherfucker.
Could you fuck with me?
Chuck's on a killing spree. Give me some bob and I'll start by killing me. When I murder, I tried to slack off. 900 missiles blow little girls back off. My name is Chucky, some say I'm insane. You give me some gin and I might eat a dog's brain. Give me a motherfucking 15 pack and I'll be damned if I don't bring 15 dead niggas back. A murder contest, you know I win it. Causing every mailbox to be a head with a knife in it. I'm getting hungry, I need to be fed. I feel like eating a bag of barbecue, broke legs. Busting necks with a motherfucking brick. Half my body is Chucky, the other half is Bushwick. A short nigga always pumping some lead. I haven't figured out a way to get my fist out your forehead. What up, get up, sit up, you get lit up. A knife in his neck made a polar bear spit up. A 9 or Uzi is my only utensils. Inside his chest they found 10,000 pencils. You have the nerve to try to go against Chuck with 50 guns aiming at you. How the fuck you gonna duck? Yo, when I'm mad, I'm ready to slay. The graveyards are packed, but it ain't nothing but child's play.
You have a date with death.
You better murder me. Put me to rest, cause if you don't, I'll come out shooting with my head in a bird's chest. Pissed off the way I'm always sounding. Kill a punk in 82 and they just now found him. Some say I'm crazy, some say I'm on crack. Before I die, cut off my leg and let me die in Iraq. A born loser, some say I'm mindless. If I get pissed off, you leave naked and spineless. Worse than Charles Manson, never having an equal. One sip walking last night and killed 300 people. When I woke up, they had me chained to the floor. When they told me what I did, I killed 300 more. Yo, you wanna rumble? Well, go get your war hat. I went to jail for assault with a carjack. I might be small, but my nuts are big. The worst thing that you could do is let me keep your fucking kids. Cause I'ma teach them how to act. And if they ain't acting right, they dying tonight. So ain't no use in you trying to spot them. I'll send you a motherfucking note that said Chucky's got them.
On a collision course, starts with death. Every breath brings you closer to it. Inevitable, a funeral, done deal, dead issue. Old age, a riff, push or twist you. The day's coming and nothing will save you. That gun makes you braver, but the question is, nigga, will a bulletproof savior? Trauma and your mama can't help it. You can't help yourself. Bleeding on a gurney, wishing they shot someone else. Now you hit drowning, you spit, fucked up predicament. The real shit, nigga. Bullet holes and pulled triggers equal injured motherfuckers. We all gonna die, but I ain't going out. All y'all niggas gonna read about a gun battle. Headlines from MIA to Seattle. Reading they killed that nigga, but he took some with him. Families grieving, wishing they never fucked with me. Thought my Beretta wouldn't let you have it. It's a part of life, so why is it tragic? Semi and fully automatics run the streets around here. Addicts are full-blown AIDS, watching your weight disappear. And crack smoke, nigga, it's no joke, it's tragedy. Seconds from insanity, feel like this demon is grabbing me. Tragedy all around you. Then, the mind of a lunatic sets in. This is where your hell begins, it's tragedy. Seconds from insanity, feel like butcher is grabbing you. Tragedy all around you. Then, the mind of a lunatic sets in. This is where your hell begins, it's comatose due to a dose your own medicine. The good that you didn't like, now it's so relevant between life. To the right of the light, so serene and pristine, like how it glitters and gleam. To the left is true death, pitch black space and time, reserved for the wicked and those of your kind. Your pastime is killing, but you ain't willing to die. You're willing to have your mama sit in the church pews and cry. While you laid lifeless trifles and caught up, you know goddamn well it ain't the way that you was brought up. What it all boils when the ending is this, you will do no more wrong, nigga, but sit in the midst of tragedy. Seconds from insanity, feeling like Bushwick is grabbing your tragedy all around you. Then the mind of Bushwick sets in. This is where your hell begins, nigga. It's tragedy. Seconds from insanity, feeling like the demon is grabbing your tragedy all around you. Then the mind of a lunatic sets in. This is where your hell begins. Between your last breath of life and death, the demon had a gun and crept on you and shot. Victim of a plot you created for others. Now your mama would cry, tried to hold on, but the demon's grip was too strong. How you expect to live? Lead negative, got your body like this. The holes are massive, you're pissing in plastic and don't even know it. Situation get drastic in the ghetto, don't it? Fight to live all night, but your fate is sealed now. Your faith in God's only thing that's real. You knew it would end, nigga, but not like this. Wanna die, no man, I caught my twist. Seeking sympathy near death in a fetal position. Why this world so cold, they had no pity. They completed my mission about to reside on the other side and can't turn back. Cause I had no pity, nigga. Now your body is trapped in tragedy. Seconds from insanity, feeling like butcher is grabbing you. Tragedy all around you. Then the mind of a lunatic sets in. This is where gravity begins, nigga.
What can we do with all this fucking pain? Somebody stop the pain. Why is there so much pain in the world? Suffering and sorrow. Thoughts of no tomorrow. And then you stop and think and look in your four-corner room.
Finally looked and painted the picture of my whole life. And for me to end it would be so nice. Somebody drive me on this back street, so I can leave my shit all on the back seat. Cause I don't love my life no more, so I don't wanna fight no more. I felt this way before, but it died out, so I shot my fucking eye out. Nobody understands me, help, but I don't understand myself. I always find myself being trapped in my thoughts that I think, so I'm at that point in my motherfucking life where I don't wanna live a fucking lie. I just wanna die.
I'm not gonna let you do that.
I just wanna die. Die. I just wanna die. Die. Let's go on a journey. Go where no man has gone before.
Hello?
Buckle up, let's take a ride. I want you to watch me commit suicide. We're headed for a place in the dark lands. In death desperate search of that dark man. But don't you move, keep it right there. I wanna bring you smooth into my nightmare. Don't be afraid of watching life leave. Explore my every thought. Come now, let's sightsee. There's no man alive that can promise breath. But once we arrive, I can promise death. And now we're headed for the crossroads, getting deeper in the lost coast. And once we arrive, close your motherfucking eyes, cause I'm about to die.
Man, I'm really gonna do it, man. Will, wake up.
What, man?
Damn, you ain't been listening, man? This shit is real, man. I don't give a fuck, Will. You paying attention?
Just drive, yeah, damn, man.
You listening? Will is going down, right fucking now.
I put the pistol to my temple, seen the bullet in the chamber, cocked it back, and out of anger, I pulled it crack. Seen the shell jump out the side, now I'm falling back. I'm seeing faces, but they're all in black. I'm hearing sounds, but I can't hear. I'm seeing pictures in my head, but they ain't clear. My every vision flashes full speed, and now I'm feeling like I'm losing my grips in all reality. But my reality's a battle, G, and I was tired of having talks with myself about fatality. End it all, or should I stand tall? Apparently I wasn't patient enough to hear the man call. So now I leave myself to strive or guide, but I've lost all my hopes inside, and I just wanna die.
Yo, Will, wake the fuck up.
What, man?
Man,
damn.
I'm talking about killing myself, man.
You wanna kill yourself?
That's right, I don't give a fuck. All
right.
What, you think I'm playing?
Fuck that revolver, nigga.
Man, all right, then, here it go.
All right,
you think I won't shoot myself with this motherfucking automatic?
You think I won't do it?
Damn, watch out, Jamal!
Oh!
Damn, what the fuck?
Man, did he shoot that nigga?
He shot that nigga back up.
Man.
Hey, man, fuck that. Let me see what happens.
Hey, this is what make you feel like, you know.
I never had shit. I felt like an outcast, treated like a misfit. Damn near didn't make it on my day of birth, thinking was I really supposed to be on this planet Earth? I take a deep breath and then another follows, cause hard shit is kinda hard to swallow. See, it's rough being a loner, not knowing any given day and time I could wind up a goner. See, people got it bad from Jump Street, and being short is just another strike against me. I used to get funny looks cause I was small, and trying to make it was like running to a brick wall. Given the odds I was up against broke, the average nigga would've quit a long time ago. But now I've got a record out, I'm doing shows, people paying to see me turn it out. Now I'm the spice around town. It's funny how an album could change a nigga's life around. I got friends and bitches on my dick, but when they look at Richard, all they see is Bushwick. Sometimes I don't know a friend from a foe, and every different day it's a different fucking hope. And now that my pockets are getting bigger, I'm meeting hoes who only wanna juice a nigga. They tell me that they love me and all that, but really they just wait for me to fall flat, so they could get me for my income. Take me for all I got, and then some. Like Trina, you dig? I fucked up and got too attached to the bitch's kid, knowing that she used the baby to use me. Took him out my life, mentally abusing me. But as the time went by, I got another slimmy, and she was just like the first one, screaming gimme. But not in the exact same way. She had a different type of game she liked to play. Her name was Crystal, she played the quiet type, and for a little while shit seemed alright. But just like the first hoe, homie, when shit got hectic, the bitch broke out on me. And it's getting out of hand, G, cause nobody seems to understand me. Reminiscing got me feeling kinda low. I broke out the Everclear and then I drunk some more, until it was all gone. Now I'm looking for somebody to take my pain out on. But not just anybody, G. I'ma take that on Tamika, cause she's the closest to me. Full of that Everclear and high in that Buddha. Get to the house, all I'm thinking about is shooting her. Cause shooting her will be sweet. But you know to be sweeter if I make her shoot me. Call me crazy, but that's what I'm thinking. I'm tripping from all that smoking weed and drinking. But I knew she wouldn't do it on her own, so I provoked her, punched her, kicked and choked her. She still wouldn't grab the gun. And at that time, I wasn't thinking about no one. Damn near crazy, I went and grabbed the baby. Held him by the door and said, I'ma throw his ass out, ho. She went to crying, somebody stop him. I said, you better grab the motherfucking gun or I'ma drop him. She snatched the baby out of my hands. We started fighting, punching, scratching, and biting. Well, we fell on the bed. Check this shit. All kinds of crazy shit was going through my head. So I ran and got the gun and came back to her. Loaded it up and handed the gat to her. I grabbed the hand and placed the gun to my eye muscle. She screamed stop and then we broke into another tussle. Yo, during the fight the gun went off quick. Damn, ah shit, I'm hit. Everything is hectic, I can't get a grip, I just can't check this. Everybody's crying, could it be I'm dying? Bullet in my head, in the bed, I was lying. Where's Meek? I wanna tell her I love her with an IV in my arm. I took a picture for an album cover. Goddamn, the shit's a trip, G. Five different doctors with needles trying to stick me. I hear my family hollering he needs us. During the confusion, man, I seen Jesus. My mom's on the phone long distance from New York. Here comes the doctors again trying to rip me apart. I got a monkey on my back, I can't shake this. I'm having suicidal thoughts, hoping that I don't make it. But I'ma make it, cause something's steady urging me. 5 hours passed, I made it through surgery. And the doctor said I wouldn't make it through the night. But God told me everything is gonna be alright. And I'm glad that I'm here, G. But it's fucked up I had to lose an eye to see shit clearly. Oh man, I made it. I made it. And everyone gets to hear my story. I made it. But don't try this at your home. Learn from my mistakes. Kick the beat in, Beto.
Yeah, man, party people. Bruce Bang the pandemic, snap on the 1-on-2, but on the pro tool. Scene. Bushwick Bill, tell your testimony of redemption. Scene.
I was just a little underestimated kid. Growing up in Brooklyn, I had fun in spite of this condition I was dealt, feeling sorry for myself. But my mother picked me up and said, don't worry, you gon' make it, Bill. That's what I believe or were achieved in my grade school year. Yeah, they were picking life, but I was smarter than my peers. Had to outsmart them, so I started to realize my differences. On instances, I remember scrapping with other kids. As time passed, young Bill graduates at 15. Now I'm off to ministry, trying to make a better mean. I met the Lord when I was 13. Never dreamed that I would be ordained into the ministry by 18. But after one trip to Houston to see my sis, my life forever changed, get a hold of this. I met a man who say he's about to make me a rap superstar. The rest is history, peep the next 16 bars.
This is my story and it ain't no lie. From Bushwick, Brooklyn to my H-Town life, I seen the fame, seen the fortune, felt the nothing inside. To see it clearly now, cause I'm walking with Christ. This is my story and it ain't no lie. From Bushwick, Brooklyn to my H-Town life, I seen the fame, seen the fortune, felt the nothing inside. To see it clearly now, cause I'm walking with Christ.
From the birth of rap a lot, ghetto boys making trouble. I was right there with Little J, peeping rap hustle. I see rappers come, rappers go, and you heard it all before. Nothing changes, all the same. I'm about to leave broke, but not at all money-wise. Cause once I made it to a rapper, I was broke inside. Big tours, big bus, big rooms, big liquor, big chains, big rings, doing things with strippers. At the end of the day, I was searching for drugs, and I found them and took them and put them above. above God, above family, until one day mom's call and said, set 500 my way for a medical emergency, and there I was. No dollars, no friends, and I couldn't think of a way to help her. So I thought if I took my life, insurance will pay and she'll be alright. Come on. This is my story and it ain't no lie. From Bushwick, Brooklyn to my H-Town life, I seen the fame, seen the fortune, felt the nothing inside. To see it clearly now, cause I'm walking with Christ. This is my story and it ain't no lie. From Bushwick, Brooklyn to my H-Town life, I seen the fame, seen the fortune, felt the nothing inside. To see it clearly now, cause I'm walking with Christ. Revoked by alcohol, the trigger pulled, I hit the floor. And I woke up, I couldn't even see no more. Right, I completely blind, toe tagged in a drawer. Pull me out, I'm alive, don't tell me there ain't a Lord. But I didn't bounce back into his arms. I was right back depressed, I wanna live no more. But I wanted to make a change, so I left the rap game. I returned to ghetto boys, things about to change. As I look into my kids' eyes and my wife's eyes, can't let them go hungry, so I'm back rapping lies. But now I'm feeling different about the things I built and the negative that goes with being Bushwick Bill. From the lyrics to the influence that I had on peeps, I'm trading Chuck Wick into being a Jesus freak. Now I wanna live for the Lord 100%. This is my testimony of redemption. Hope you feel it within. Come on. This is my story and it ain't no lie. From Bushwick, Brooklyn to my H-Town life, I seen the fame, seen the fortune, felt the nothing inside. To see it clearly now, cause I'm walking with Christ. This is my story and it ain't no lie. From Bushwick, Brooklyn to my H-Town life, I seen the fame, seen the fortune, felt the nothing inside. To see it clearly now, cause I'm walking with Christ, right?
Motherfucker. fight ghosts and get to bust their motherfucking ass from coast to coast. Cause I'm a fool on the trigger like a bullet. I'm sending a motherfucking letter back with a bullet. Bang, bang, there you have it. Now I'm just waiting for you, pray just motherfuckers to grab it. So you can see what I'm talking about. Then we can see which goddamn race gets wiped out. Cause Bushwick's fed up with you hoes. And you can keep your fucking letter.
People drown in sewer water wishing you could help them or yourself. Now you're running scared, everybody's afraid. But we can't understand why situations like this. The government should be sending assistance real quick. We're looking for the Red Cross, we're looking for the Army Reserve Guards, but everybody's overseas. We're missing something. Where's FEMA and the president? The storm and the wind is past, disaster is evident. We're living in the middle of the USA, and everybody has something to say. But what remains is tragic anyway. Better. I pray I don't go to jail and have to write no letters. Lure laid away and I follow the trail. If I had wings, I'd fly. If I had a boat, I'd sail. I try to save more than my loved ones in this living hell. And Katrina treated our lives just like a freestyle. I got a wife and seven kids and I'm addicted to trouble. But the Lord knows I'm trying, but it's hard to keep it subtle. The feds been investigating on a stay-home parent. They see me struggling and striving, but they still ain't caring. I ain't a rapper, but I'm rapping, trying to make a career. I wanna smoke, I wanna drink, but I'm so full of fear. Big brother doing time, my daddy died a druggie. I'm having dreams of blowing up and popping bottles of bubbly. Family court, civil court, I'm a criminal by law. Don't assassinate my character because of some flaws. Pay taxes and donate money because of Katrina. If the felonies don't stick, they be happy with a misdemeanor. Pay this, pay that, but it don't apply to y'all. You playing golf and on vacation while we still on call. I need some help, but the government ain't funding me. It ain't right, but it's legal and I still ain't free. It's better. I pray I don't go to jail and have to write no letters. Lure laid away and I follow the trail. If I had wings, I'd fly. If I had a boat, I'd sail. I try to save more than my loved ones in this living hell. And Katrina treated our lives just like a freestyle.
Here's something I feel you might consider misdemeanor. Some might say it's a felony, but here's what I'm selling, G. And I'm not even selling nothing but the truth. I'm not selling myself, not selling you short, don't look at my roots. What I'm trying to tell you is this and it's clear. Look at CNN, the evidence is there. New Orleans was left and forgotten. I want to know, did someone play the flute or did someone drop the snoot? Or did someone drop the note? I want to know a quote. Did the Louisiana Purchase make this thing happen? Did the American president realize that the French owned this and it's really for them to rescue us? What's really happening? I have kids there. I had kids in despair. I want to know if America really even care. Cause these are citizens. Our blood is true. Red, white, and blue. America, where was you?